I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. With me, Chef Bo Mack, Iron Chef, cooking legend, and a guy who just, I don't know, he goes with the palm trees and the prickly things in the desert. How are you, Chef?
I'm doing amazing. Thanks for having me, brother.
Set the scene for Chef. Where are we?
We're in the heart of Paradise Valley, Arizona, this beautiful little 5 by 5 mile radius, and we're at one of the most beautiful properties. It's called Mountain Shadows. It was a sister property of mine from my hotel sanctuary that I was at for 23 years.
You know, the guy from Massachusetts, mm-hmm. Did you ever imagine that you would be so happy and so at home in the desert, Phoenix, Arizona?
I'll tell you something. It's funny. I never did think I would be, and it's over-exceeded my expectations. All of my dreams have come true in the desert. I'm married. I have a beautiful wife and 5 amazing children. I ran the number one hotel in the nation, in my opinion, for years. And I got buddies of mine that are on lobster boats going, so you like it out there? I'm like, bro, I love it out here. It's awesome.
Well, we're here together. We're supporting the V Foundation. Mm-hmm. Too many of us have lost too many people too young, 100%. Too soon to cancer. This matters to you.
It does matter to me. I think that we're all affected by it. And I think that, you know, when being a chef, you know, life is really about giving. That's what it comes down to. And there's no better feeling than being able to help, being able to support, and being able to give. So, you know, being a part of this is an honor for me. And I hope I can do more things with you and the whole gang to raise money in the future.
Tell us about the secret sauce, but also tell me and talk us through that bedfellow with your beef cheeks.
Yeah, the beef cheeks, I keep it real simple. I like earthy flavors. The cheeks, I want them to be the star of the dish. We got Wagyu beef cheeks, slow braised them in a beautiful red wine brine, and I cooked them very, very slow. And then it's just bringing in the supporting actors. I had celery root puree, some braised spinach, a little soy glazed maitake mushrooms, charred onion, and then, of course, a truffle demi. I mean, it's simple, but it's classic and it's good.
You know, those supporting players play an important role, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
You have a lot of friends in Northern California, a lot of friends in the Bay, Wine Country, Sonoma, Napa.
Yeah.
We got a really good friend in common, Dan Costa.
Yes.
You hang out with some good food and wine people.
I'll tell you, I think they find each other. You know what I mean? Food needs wine, like it needs music, like it needs art, but it also needs people. Hospitality is a relationship between the host and the guest, and I've been blessed to be able to cook for and with some amazing people and drink wine with some amazing people. Mixologists here today did a great job. So, I mean, it's life, right? What do we have? This is one of life's most sensual pleasures.
We are royal and also good drinks, of course. We love them. Chef, I have to ask you this because we're here. When I travel, I love to know about the cuisine of the region. Mm. We're here in the desert, Phoenix, yes. Arizona. What is the food story here?
You know, it's come a long way. We're still a very, very young city, but when I got here, it was a lot of adobe, a lot of coco pelle, and a lot of southwestern kind of flair that had that kind of like Sonoran vibe, but also Tex-Mexi style. But I'll tell you, we as a city now, being as young and as hearty, you can go out to this in this town 6 nights a week and have an amazing meal and get influence from everywhere. So that's what I love about Scottsdale, Arizona. It's not just, you know, roasted peppers and nopale and cactus and that type of story. It's everything.
Well, last a few words with you. First, name drop. You're part of a restaurant group, some great restaurants. You make people's tummies happy night after night, a party on the palate every time people go to your restaurant. Where should they go?
Well, when they're in town, I helped create and run Kala for 4 years. It's one of my favorite spots to be seen. But one of my biggest claims to fame, too, with my partners, we created this little speakeasy called Tell Your Friends that's sleek, stylish, and seductive. 60 seats under the Americano in North Scottsdale. Great place to hide, great place to have a martini, and great place to listen to some live music.
I love that you looked me right in the eye when you said stylish and seductive. Yeah. Appreciate that, Chef. last word, V Foundation, for those who haven't been a part of it, why should they be a part of it?
I just think it's such an important cause when you look at cancer and the fights that people go through. You know, I've been involved in it in so many ways through so many charities, and this affects everyone. It doesn't have discrimination for age, race, color, anything. It affects everyone, and we've all been affected by it. You don't think it helps by adding a little bit or giving a little bit, but it does. So anytime you get involved with something like V Foundation and give back, you're saving someone's life generally. So I think it's super important.
Chef, thanks for your passion. Thanks for your heart. Thanks for your humility. And thanks for your humor, because you've got a good sense of humor, and I love
that.
Right
on, bro.
Friends, Chef Bo Mack, more on his story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Sure, yeah, I'll have another cocktail.